Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. That's right, Doug. Freedom Friday. You know, that's the time that has to be praising the Lord and grateful for another day that He has given us. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so grateful that it's finally here. It's finally here, and I bet you guys that are working out that you're saying the same thing. Thank God it's Friday, you know. But, you know, God is good, and God is good, and we're seeing God's hand move upon this nation throughout this week, you know, throughout the election. You know, you're seeing His hand, and hopefully we can move forward now. We can move forward, and now we can concentrate on more things that the Lord has for us, you know, because this election really had a lot of people wrapped up. You know, now it's time for us just to start moving forward again and start praising God and start doing what He has called us to do. We are in Psalms 107, and it's a little long one. So the way that I read, I better start now or I will never finish. Amen. Let us start with a word of prayer. Lord God, I thank You for this is the day. I thank You for this hour. And I just praise You, Father, for everyone that is watching and listening. Father, I pray that You will speak to our hearts. Let it be You and not me, Father. I thank You in advance. I thank You in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Psalms 107. Starts off, and this is a psalm of thanksgiving. You know, it's a long psalm of thanksgiving. It starts, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and the west and the north and the south. They wander in the wilderness in desolate ways. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He laid them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men, for He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and onions. 11, because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High, therefore He brought them down their hearts with labor, and fell down in their ways, none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadows of death, and broke the chains in pieces. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. 16. For He has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their souls abhor with manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. 20, He sent His word, and He healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. 23, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the work of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy winds, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depth. Their souls melt because of trouble. They reel to and fro and struggle like a drunken man. And they are at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. They are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired heaven. 31. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. 33, he turns rivers into wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness and the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns the wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell that they may establish a city and a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards that they may yield a fruitful harvest. 38, he also blesses them and they multiply greatly, and he does not let the cattle decrease. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression and affliction and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. The righteous see and rejoice, and all iniquity stops in his mouth. Whoever is wise observe these things, that they may understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Got through that one. Amen. Well, this is a chapter. It's pretty much talking about Thanksgiving. And it starts off, oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. We need to be grateful for all that the Lord has done for us. We need to be grateful. You know, his mercy endures forever. You know, his faithful love, his unconditional love, that, you know, that is why he intervenes on our behalf, because he loves us and he wants the best for us, you know. So we need to make sure that we are grateful, that we are thankful to him. He says in verse 2, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Redeem pretty much is a word that is definition is having been saved or delivered from sin or its consequences. In other words, it has been paid for. You know, that what was due, you know, was paid for. That was paid by Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed by him. In Psalms 106, verse 10, he says, he saved them from the hand who hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And that's a lot of reason for why we should be grateful, that we should be thankful for what the Lord has done for us. Verse 3 says, and gather out of the lands from the east and the west and from the north and the south. You know, so we're never too far that the Lord cannot reach us. We're never too far that he cannot find us. You know, so no matter how far we go, how far people go from the Lord, they're never that far. For him, they're never that far. So he gathers them, and he's gathering us to himself. In verse 4, he says, they wander in the wilderness in desolate ways and found no place to dwell. You know, sometimes, you know, this part, what they were talking about when they Exodus, you know, Egypt, but sometimes, you know, we can wander off. Sometimes we don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. And we can find ourselves in a desolate place. We can find ourselves in a questionable place because we don't know. But the Lord's hand is nearby. The Lord's hand is going to make a way. The Lord's hand is going to still extend it to us. It says in verse 5, it says, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted on them. So they needed help. They needed help, and we need help. This nation needs help, you know. So we cannot say that. You know, sometimes I ask people, and I got in this habit of just stopping people and just say, hey, what can I pray for you today about, you know? And sometimes that's what I'm good. You know, you don't need no prayer. You don't need nothing. No, I'm good. I'm good, you know, and that's it. So that sometimes people don't feel that they need anything, that they need anything, but yet people are hungry. People are hungry. People are thirsty, you know, but the Lord, you know, he's going to meet that need. He's going to need that need. So we need just to make sure that we are ready, to turn to him, because he is the one that's going to meet the need. He's the one that's always going to meet the need for us. Verse 6, it says, then they cried out to the Lord in the trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. It doesn't say distress. It says distresses. You know, there's more than one. So we're gonna go through stuff in this life, okay? We're gonna go through stuff just like they were going through stuff. But the Lord says that he would deliver them. And he says that they cried out. They cried out to the Lord. It says in Psalms 50, verse 15, it says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Again, Psalms 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. It doesn't say that I may deliver you, that I could, you know, or perhaps. He says, I will deliver. So this is the reason why we got to be thankful, because this whole chapter is about being thankful to the Lord and remembering that. So the Lord delivered me, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, being grateful for what he has done, because he's the one that's going to make a way. You know, and again, anytime that scripture repeats itself in a chapter, it's God's trying to get our attention. God is trying to get our attention, because four times in this chapter, this verse that they cried out to the Lord, you know, it's given here in verse 6, it's given in verse 13, in verse 19, and in verse 28, you know, that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and the Lord saved them out of their distresses. So did again, you know, four times, you know, the people messed up, you know, pretty much. You know, because the only reason why they're crying out is because they're in trouble. The only reason why they're crying out because they are in trouble. And so, you know, they do things and then they cry out to the Lord. And guess what? We serve such a good God, such a merciful God, that his hand is always extended. And they cry out, and guess what? And the Lord answered. You know, and that took me into Isaiah 51, you know, in a couple of verses in Isaiah 51. You know, and it's pretty much a chapter that is the Lord's comfort for his people, you know, in Isaiah 50:51. And it says there in verse 13 through 16, it says, and you forgot the Lord, your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have fear constantly every day because of the fury of the oppressor, the enemy, when he has prepared to destroy. And we're in the fury of, and where is the fury of the oppressor? Verse 14, it says, the captive itself hasten that they may be loose, and he should not die in the pit. So here they are in trouble. It says, but in verse 15, it says, but I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose ways roar, the Lord of hosts is his name, And it says in 16, and I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with my shadow of my hand, that I may plant a heaven and lay foundation of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. So in other words, you know, God is in control. God is merciful. The sea declares the glory of God. The sea declares the glory of God, you know, and he calls us his people, his people. You know, but his people is you and I. You know, we are the Lord's people. We are his children, and he is the one that's going to direct us. He's the one that says here that he has put his words in our mouth, and he has covered us. You know, if we're ever covered by the Lord, that's a beautiful thing. That means his shadow covers us. And if his shadow is covering us, we are protected. We are protected because that's his presence. So, you know, sometimes when we read the word, I like to look at it and dig into that particular word a little bit deeper, you know, into the words, because he has covered you with his shadow. That's like me putting, I go like this and you don't see my head shining anymore. Okay, you don't see my hand. That's a shadow. Okay. But that's the hand. That's a shadow of the Lord. That's a shadow of the Lord that he's, you know, that he covers us with his shadow. That means he's over us. He's protecting us. Why? Because he calls us his people. He calls us his children. He calls us his sons and daughters. He says in verse 7, and he laid them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for dwelling. 8, and that man will give thanks. And that man, so he's doing all this, for the Lord is doing all this, or that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful work to the children of men, you know, to the children of men. So again, you know, good works, you know what I mean? And it says, be thankful. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Again, now in this, and now giving thanks, you know, is given here 5 times. Giving thanks to the Lord in verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 31. You know, so give thanks to the Lord. There, you know, there is an important message here that, you know, that about us giving thanks. Because giving thanks to the Lord, guess what? We're not looking upon ourselves. We're looking upon the Lord. When we give thanks, we are praising the Lord. When we give thanks, we are acknowledging him. You know, we're giving him the glory. We're giving him the honor. You know, our attention is towards him instead of our attention being, give me more, Lord. Give me more, Lord. You know, so giving thanks is just praising him. You know, in Psalms 136, it talks about thanksgiving to God, you know, for his mercy. You know, and the first 3 verses of Psalms 136, it says, all give thanks. All give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. All give thanks to the Lord, all give thanks to God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 3, all give thanks to the Lord, you know, For he's the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. Giving thanks is such an important thing, because we are acknowledging God. We are acknowledging his presence. We are saying, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I think it's adoration for him. It's worship for him. You know, and when we worship him and we are grateful, you know, we're thinking about the Lord and his goodness and his mercy. You know, we're not thinking about nothing else, you know. And guess what? When we praise God, you know, this is the thing. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I don't have time for praise. I don't have time to be thankful. I'm busy, 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 busy. Oh, everybody's busy. But if you spend a few moments and you start praising God and you start thanking the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day. You know, just the fact that you are hearing my voice, you should be grateful. You should be thankful. Not that I got a good voice or anything like that. It's because you can hear me. You got hearing. There's people that cannot even hear. You know, you got up this morning. You know, you're listening to this. You know, you were able to get out of bed. I say this all the time, but you know, we take it for granted. You're breathing on your own. You know, I made my own cup of Botello. You know, I drank a cup of Botello by myself, you know, all by myself. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he's given me the strength to get up and move around this morning. We need to be grateful. And in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8, you know, it says in 121 Psalms, it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills where cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Now, this is important. He will not allow your feet to be moved, your foot to be moved. You know why? Because he's holding you steady. These are reasons. These are reasons that we need to be thankful to the Lord because he's holding us steady. Verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel. Now, see, now here, what I do here is I say, he who keeps Robert, he keeps Pop. That's what I put there, you know, because I make it personal. He who keeps Robert shall neither slumber nor sleep. In other words, he's not resting. He don't take no break. He doesn't have his back turned toward on you, you know, but he's looking right at you. Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on the right hand. The sun, and it will not strike you by day nor the moon by night. You're not going to be harmed by the rays of the sun. You're not going to, at nighttime, you're not going to be harmed by that. In verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you. Oh, the Lord shall preserve you. The Lord's got that. That means the Lord got your back. There's nothing that you're dealing with that is going to kill you because the Lord's going to preserve you. The Lord has this. The Lord has this. The Lord has you. It says, verse 7, that they said, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. All. Not just some. Not just some. Not just a little bit. But it says that the Lord will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you're keeping us, that you're maintaining us, that you're holding us, that you're protecting us. You know, it says there, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That doesn't mean that there's a limited time that he's going to be doing this. That means that this is a constant thing. It says there that he does not rest. He's not taking a break. You know, he's always watching us. He's preserving our soul. Praise the Lord. You know, he's keeping us. He's going to help us. You know, he's always, always thinking about us. Isn't that reason enough for us to be grateful and thankful, to praise him and say, Lord, I thank you that you are with me, that you were sister, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. You will never abandon me. Lord God, I thank you that you are always by my side. You're always, always by my side. I need to be grateful. I need to be thankful. And especially in this season that we're going into, you know, Thanksgiving and everything else, and, you know, getting together as a family, we need to appreciate what the Lord has done. We need to be grateful. We need to be thankful to him because he is in control and he knows what he's doing. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 and 18, it says, rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. You don't give thanks just because you're feeling it, because it's not about feeling. It is about being grateful to God, and it is about acknowledging what he has done. Acknowledging how, when he has come through for you. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So to rejoice always. Come on. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know why? Because when we rejoice in the Lord, when we are glad, you know, with the Lord, when we rejoice, when we praise him, you know, we're sharing our deepest portion of our hearts with him, and we are grateful to him. And he loves this. He loves when we come to him with a sincere heart. And when we rejoice, because it says that rejoice always. Doesn't say just part-time. Doesn't say that when you feel it. It says rejoice always. you know, and it's they pray all the time, continuously, you know, give thanks in all circumstances. That's right. Even when we are having a hard day, we need to be grateful because he's still there. He's still with you. God is still in control. He has not left you. He has not forsaken you. He is right by your side. Do not allow the circumstances of life overshadow what God wants to do, because God is present. God is there. God's hands is extended to you. God is telling you this morning, I got this. I got this. I am the God of the turnaround. I am the God of the turnaround. That's a word for somebody here this morning, that he is the God of the turnaround. He's going to turn things around. Come on. We've been praying. We've been praying. Your prayers have been answered. You say, well, wait a minute. My prayer has not been answered. Oh, in the spirit realm, he has. God already received the prayer, and God already answered it. All we need to do is, how are we waiting for that answer? Are we being grateful? Come on. Are we thanking the Lord in advance? You know, Hebrews tells us, you know, that we have to call things that are not there like if they're already there. So, you know, you got to say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my healing. I thank you, Father God, that you're meeting my needs. I thank you that my son is serving you and he's back, you know, in the fold. You know, I thank you for my marriage. I thank you that you restore us. And you could be having a storm right now, and you're praying, Lord, I thank you because you're a God of restoration. You're a God of healing. You know, you're a God of new beginnings, Lord. And when we thank God like that, these words that come out of your mouth is going to produce life and death. What are you speaking? What are we speaking? So therefore, I need to be grateful. I need to be thankful. I need to be saying, Lord, I praise you. Come on now. I worship you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I lift up my hands. You know what? When I worship, I go crazy. I'm all over the place. You know what I mean? I got to get away from people because they get in my way, because you're messing up my rhythm. You know, I got to have space, you know, and I do that. I do that. I intentionally move myself away from people, because I know my hands are going to be there, and I don't want you to stop me from praising God. Yes, I can make a fool out of myself, but that's between me and God, because as I worship him, he's touching me, you know, because you don't know what I've been through. You haven't been in my shoes. You don't know why he has delivered me. So I got a reason to be grateful. I have a reason to be thankful. And that's what it's all about, to be thankful for what the Lord has done, to be grateful, you know, to get closer to him. You know, the word of God says, as we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. He will draw near to us. And you know what? I love the presence of God. I love the presence of God. And that presence of God comes through our worship, comes through our praise, comes to saying, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. In the midst of this, I need you. I need your touch, you know, and when we go to him, he hears us, you know. In Psalms, this is I'm going to be closing now, but in Psalms 100, you know, this is a praise God for his faithfulness. You know, Psalms 100 verses 1-5, you know, it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the lands, make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come on, we're not supposed to be crying. You know, we're supposed to be glad. We're supposed to be glad in the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. You know, when we go to church, you know, we as believers and I'm called myself seasoned Christians, we should be going to church almost like a marching band, you know, already ready to praise God, you know, because I don't go to church. I don't go to church to bring my downtime, my sadness and all this stuff. I go to church to praise God. I go to church to give him the praise, to give him the glory, to give him the honor, you know. So I say, you know, so I want to go there. Go there ready to serve him. He says in verse 2 here of Psalms 100, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. He has made us, and now we ourselves, we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. In other words, He got us. He got us. We belong to Him, you know, so we can enter. He said, enter His gates. Come on now. Enter His gates. Doesn't say that enter His gates with sadness. Doesn't say that enter his gates, you know, with requests. He says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Hey, hey, hey. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. And as we do this, and as we honor God, and as we draw near to Him, and we worship Him, you know, things are going to happen. Things are gonna happen. You know, healing sometimes comes in the midst of worship, in the midst of praise. As you're worshiping God and as you're praising the Lord, healing will come. Healing will come. Peace will come. Joy will come in the midst of worship, in the midst of praise. Why? Because we're thinking about the Lord. We're thinking about the Lord and for all the blessings that He already has given us. We have, some of us have been blessed so many times, and perhaps we haven't been grateful. We haven't thanked the Lord as much as we should. I know sometimes I miss the mark. Sometimes, you know, I take things for granted, you know, and the Lord comes through and I'm so busy in what I'm doing. And I even say, I didn't even thank the Lord. And I gotta take a step back and say, Lord, forgive me. Because I was rejoicing before I was being thankful. You know, and I could rejoice, but I cannot forget to be thankful. Because He made a way again. He made a way again. And that's why it's so important that we are grateful, we are thankful. And when we go before Him, you know, we come with praise. In verse 5, it says, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting. The Lord's mercy is upon us. The Lord's mercy is upon you, and God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. And that's why it's so important that we are thankful to Him, that we worship Him, that we give Him the praise, that we give Him the glory, that we give him the honor. Yeah, that was somebody put this here real quick. Oh, yes, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Come on. Come on. I love that. I love that because we need to praise the Lord. We need to rejoice. You know, we need to rejoice because, you know, when we rejoice and we are glad and we are worshiping the Lord, we're moving certain parts of our face that normally, you know, when you're sad, you know, you're down and out. But when you rejoice and when you're glad and, you know, you move other parts of your body, you know, and the chemistry in your body, you know, changes because of what you're doing, because of the worship, because of the praise that you're giving, you know. So, you know, we need to come before Him with thanksgiving. And the last verse of this chapter of 107, he says, whoever is wise, observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. You know, when we do the will of God, we will have understanding. Because He's going to bring revelation through His word. He brings revelation as we draw near to Him and as we read the scriptures and as we praise Him and as we are grateful and thankful to Him, He opens up our understanding, you know, and God is on the move. And God is telling us, you know, today, you know, come unto me. Come unto me. I am here. I heard you. I heard you. I heard you the first time. I know this is about the third time you're praying the same prayer, but the Lord is telling you, I heard you the first time. And the answer is coming. And the answer is coming. Sometimes we don't understand why it takes so long, you know, and I'll be one of the ones, first one to go there. Oh, Lord, why it takes so long? I have no hair. Lord, I'm still waiting. You know, it's taking a long time, you know, long time, Lord. But you know what? He's still faithful. He's still faithful because He shows us His faithfulness every time I get up in the morning and I can do what I need to do. That's His faithfulness. that I'm breathing on my own, that I'm moving on my own. That is the love of God. That is the mercy of God. That is the compassion of God. So my brothers and sisters, as we are here in the month of November, getting ready for Thanksgiving, you know, we're talking about being thankful. You know, what is it that you need to be thankful to the Lord about? What is it that God, you know, has done for you, or perhaps something that you just want to thank the Lord in advance? Come on. Come on. I can sit here and I think of all these different things that I'm already thanking God for. You know, I'm thanking God for healing. I'm thanking God for peace. Who doesn't need peace? You know, I'm thanking God for the joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. So the more of that I get, the more stronger I get. You know, so I'm thanking God, Lord, I thank you for joy. I thank you for strength. I thank you that I can be glad in the middle of pain, that I can be glad in the middle of discomfort, that I can be glad in the middle of the storm. Because guess what? Who's in the middle of the storm? He is. Right by your side. He's in the middle of that storm. So wherever it is that we're going through this morning, lift up your hands and say, Lord, I praise you. I worship you, and I am grateful. For this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your word, for this moment, for this time, for your children. Father God, I pray your blessings. I pray, oh Lord God, that you will encourage your people, Father God, and that you will meet their needs. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for meeting the need. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for gladness, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, because you are in control. I pray that you will bless them, that you will keep them, that you will help them throughout this weekend, Lord God. As we come closer to you on Sunday, Father God, I pray that you will bring us together as a family, Lord God. And I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for their answer prayer, Lord God. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. God bless you. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Come on, let's get ready. Let's get ready to see what God is going to do in this new season that we're going into. Blessings, my people. Blessings. God bless.